This is the first of the pre-recorded shiurim for the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we're up to Siman Tov Reishit Beis Isur Achilu B'Yom HaKippurim B'Shiur Kamoiso, which is in our dear traditions of the Mishnah Berurah page 150. The shiurim will be approximately 10 minutes long. Ha'echel B'Yom HaKippurim K'Kosev V'Sagas Chayev. Somebody who eats the amount of a K'Kosev V'Sagas is Chayev on Yom HaKippurim. We know that the Pasuk says that V'Nisim Es Nafshei Seichem, person should afflict himself on Yom Kippur. Now, the ways of afflicting oneself, the Inui, is understood by Chazal by having various Inuim afflictions, and one of them is the Issa Achil, not to eat. We're going to discuss this in greater detail now, what exactly is included in that, and how much of eating is considered the eating, which makes it that you're not afflicting yourself in Yom Kippur anymore. How much is it? So the Torah said, the Mishluchon Och said, how much is that exactly? It's a little bit less than the amount of an egg. And that's equal for every person. It doesn't make a difference between nanos, whether you are a particularly small person, whether you are an enormously big and large person, like Oik, the king of Boshan. Now, the Mishnah points out in Sif Kotten Aleph, it's a little bit unlike the other Isurei Torah. Here it goes not just for Kezais, here it's the Kosev Sagaso. The amount to be over is different than in other Isurim. And the reason is because this is all about Inui. When is a person not considered afflicting oneself anymore? Mishnah Sif Kotten Aleph, Avod Gav Debuchol Isurei HaTorah Mesherim BeKezais, although generally it comes to other Isurim, such as eating something which is Teifa or etc., all the surim, which is food related, you've got to eat the kezais, the size of an olive, to have transgressed. Kol zehechad eksiv achile, that's when it comes to achile, when the pasuk says you mustn't eat. Mash inkin, however, here, b'yom kippur lo eksiv beachile, doesn't say achile specifically. Halomona akosav is achile b'loshen inui. It's all about inui, afflicting oneself. So it's slightly from an angle. Kedeksiv anefesh shalo yisu'une. So it's a little bit different. When is a person considered having been over this Issa of Yom HaKippurim as opposed to other Issuri Achila? That's why the Kosev Sagaso is the required measurement over here, because from that point onwards, you're not afflicting yourself anymore. Save base. Kol HaCholim Itztaf Neshir Zeh, all the foods add to that amount. So if you have a minute amount plus another amount, you can't, it adds up. As the Tesco says, every little helps. So here too, every little bit, even if it's less than required share, it's still counted. Afilu melach shal abosso, even if it's a little bit of salt which is on the meat, vetzir, or the liquid shal yorok, or the liquid which comes out from the vegetables, every little bit adds up. So even if it's a not important food, but still it adds up in terms of this Kosev Sagaso. Avol achil v'shtio enim itztaf, but in terms of achilo, eating, shtio, drinking, enim itztaf, it doesn't add up. So it's two different countings, two different measurements. The food on one hand, the drink on the other hand. As the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Hei explains, enim itztaf, shim ochal pochus mekoseves, if a person ate less than a koseves, v'shosa, and he drank gamkin pochus mekoshir, and he drank also less than the required shir, enim itztaf, it doesn't add up together. L'chaivu, to merge together for an chiyuv Torah. Tekimlu l'chachomim, because the chomim have understood, ain't died to misef ha-sheves bekach, because the person is not satisfied from that kind of intake. Sif Gimel. Ochal v'chazav v'ochal. If a person ate and he stopped and then he ate again, yesh im yesh. If there is metchilas achil rishoino, from the beginning of his intake, hatzoyf achil until he finished eating, kedei achilas pas sufficient time, then a kedei achilas pras mistafni adds up. Vimlav, if it took longer than that, ein mistafni, then it wouldn't add up. There is an extended discussion in the post on what exactly is halachah lemaisa, how much does that Does that take exactly this Kedachilas Pras? The opinions generally understand that it's about 9 minutes. Some opinions hold that it's even less. It's 6 minutes. The opinion holds 4 minutes. It goes down a little till 2-3 minutes. But generally it's understood to be approximately 9 minutes. That's the Kedachilas Pras. We will be discussed in greater detail. So either way, what we're learning over here, that in terms of the Chiyuv, of Yom Kippur, the Chiyuv Mamash of Yom Kippur, that needs to be consumed in the amount of Shia of Kedei Achilas Pras. Siv Dalet. Shia Achilas Pras is Shoyim Abba Beitzim. So it's about the intake, how long does it take to eat about 4 eggs? Not about 4 eggs. The Shia Achilas Pras is, according to this opinion, how long it takes to eat 4 eggs. Is Shoyim Sholosh Beitzim. Some say that it's the intake of 3 eggs. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkot and Ches that we always go according to the stringent opinion. Whichever one is more stringent, often 4 eggs is more lenient, then we'll go for 3 eggs, or vice versa. Okay, Sif Hey, how do we know shear? Now, that what we say that you've got to have a shear of the measurement of the intake, the food intake, or the drink intake, that it's got to be a certain amount. That's in terms of the korban, or the chiyuv kores. A person ate that and that much, he's chayav kores or chatos. Avol isur, but halachically, it's forbidden either way. Avol isur ike b'chol shu, but actually to eat even a small amount is also osu, and in fact, that's osu min ha-Torah as well, as the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sefkot Nud Aleph, avol isur ike min ha-Torah. From a Torah perspective, it's also as well, because the Torah tells us it's a pasuk. The Gemara darshens in Yuma Kol Chelev. The Gemara dash Kol Chelev. Gemara learns that chatzi shir osu min haTorah. Even a chatzi doesn't mean literally half. It means any minute amount of a shir is also osu min haTorah. So yes, the Torah normally does refer to a specific shir when it comes to isurim, such as here we're learning it's kusevus agasa, but that's only in terms of chiyuv kores or other punishments. But lemaisa chatzis she also min haTorah, and there's a Torah issa also for eating a small amount as well. So in halacha lemaisa, it doesn't make so much of a difference really for us nowadays that we don't bring karbonos. It doesn't make so much of a difference even if a minute amount is also min haTorah. Sivov discusses eating something which is really not tasty, something which is doesn't taste anything not pleasant at all. So that could be relevant to the discussion of medicines as well. So let's see what it says over here. Ochal acholim she'enum ri'ei l'achila, Sivov, if somebody ate something which is not really digestible food, or she ochal achila gaso, or he ate an extreme amount of food, kugur miyadi, stuffed it all in 1 second, and it's not considered eating at all. So al achila she ochal arevi makipurim, ad she katz b'mezoni, if he ate a huge amount until he doesn't want food anymore, it doesn't come to a pleasant, it's reached an unpleasant stage. Potu is actually potu. The Mishnah Berurah mentions if a person eats particularly bitter or moldy food, that's not considered food at all. So again, this could be relevant to discussion of medicines as well, which is not really tasty. You're eating it for another purpose. But if he ate foods which are tasty, or they have been made tastier again, and a person is not allowed in Yom Kippur to eat something to spit it out again, I forgot what they're called, biting, when you eat what they're called, atzip somim is spicy, you chew them and gives a certain nice taste in the mouth. It's something you're going to spit out later, that's also as well. The Mishnah Berurah points out this is even in a case that you know specifically and clearly, without a doubt, you're going to spit it out. So it's not because of a chashash you may end up swallowing. It's clearly also when you're going to spit it up, there's an gzeira and issa. Don't chew something that you're going to spit out again. Right, okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah for today. Just because it is Erev Yom Kippur at the end, it's the beginning of the year, and it is very much close to Yom Kippur. I'd like to share with you a short thought. When it comes to Sefer Yonah that we're going to read, Yemetzah Hashem Mincha, on Yom Kippur, it says when Yonah was in the boat, and the boat was in such a, as we know, it was such an incredible storm, and it was dangerous. It looked like he was going to drown, and people were in danger. So it says there that Yonah at one point admits, and he said, it's all because of him. It's all because of me. I know that the storm on this boat is purely because of me. And then when they take him to throw him into the sea, Yonah says, Sa'uni vatiluni layom, take me, grab me, and throw me into the water. Grab me. So uni vatiluni, and threw him into the water. And the question asked is, why does it say this double, apparently double lotion of take me, grab me, and throw me? Surely when you're throwing somebody, you've grabbed him already before that. So there's no point of saying grab me and throw me. So I saw that Abisol Salant has been quoted in saying that he understood the value of every single second. He wanted to stretch out his life, even for a split second. How long does it take to say sa'uni vatiluni? It's just literally a split second. Yet he understood the value of life, and he said that one more second in this world is enormously precious. He schlepped out, therefore, the verdict. He schlepped out his being thrown into the water by adding that word of sa'uni vatiluni layom, because he recognized, understood, and appreciated and valued. And recognize the value of every single second in this world. To have a recognition and understand the value of every single second. I wish you all a very good evening.